Seguidamente hace uso de la palabra el señor embajador de la República Argentina en Viena y vicepresidente de la Conferencia de los Estados Partes, señor Eugenio Curia.
Bien, señor ministro de Relaciones Exteriores del Uruguay, señor subsecretario del Ministerio de Educación y Cultura, estimado Adolfo, presidente de la Junta Anticorrupción, estimados colegas, señoras y señores, en primer lugar, es un gran honor para mí, como representante del Buró o Mesa Directiva de la Conferencia de los Estados Partes, traerles el saludo del Buró y estar presente entre ustedes acá. Yo debo definir la Convención de Mérida, de alguna manera, o podría ser que se ha transformado como en el catalizador de una serie de actividades a lo largo y ancho del mundo en materia de lucha contra la corrupción. Como bien citó el canciller y el presidente de la Junta, toda una serie de convenios regionales y sectoriales que preceden en el tiempo a la Convención de Mérida, le hace la Convención de la OEA del año 96, la Convención de la OCDE contra el soborno transnacional del año 97, el GRECO en el marco del Consejo de Europa, las dos convenciones en el marco también del Consejo de Europa, la penal y la civil, así como otra serie de iniciativas que de alguna manera generaron la toma de conciencia y las ideas suficientes o necesarias como para que en 2 años, en un esfuerzo conjunto de todos los países, se lograse elaborar y adoptar la Convención de Mérida en octubre del año 2003, que insisto, es decir, parafraseando, uno podría decir que es casi como un instrumento que es la etapa superior de la lucha contra la corrupción, si vale la comparación de títulos. Y en esta perspectiva, la Convención también uno puede enfocarla con una serie de elementos distintivos que tiene, tanto en el capítulo de prevención como en materia de asistencia jurídica mutua, con ciertos aspectos que van más allá de lo tradicional, y un capítulo fundamental que es el interés de todos los estados, como es la recuperación de activos como principio fundamental de la Convención. Y un dato importante es la veloz entrada en vigor que tuvo la Convención y la forma ascendente en la cual numerosos estados continúan haciéndose parte de la misma. Cuando uno lo compara con otras convenciones, ve que este proceso tiene una dinámica propia muy importante. Y a su vez creo que podemos hacer una reflexión breve en el sentido de la labor de la Conferencia de las Partes, mecanismo de seguimiento de por medio previsto en la Convención, cuya primera reunión en Jordania en diciembre del año pasado resultó, de acuerdo también a comparaciones con conferencias de los Estados Partes y otras convenciones, resultó exitosa. Es decir, creo que en este sentido, veo muchas caras de colegas acá que participaron en la misma, creo que somos conscientes de que hemos avanzado con responsabilidad y con convicción en el famoso tema de la propiedad u ownership por parte de los estados de la Convención y de la manera de llevar a la práctica y a la ejecución toda una serie de normas. El hecho de que estemos reunidos aquí en Uruguay en el marco de este seminario da pruebas concretas de que junto a una serie de reuniones que tenemos previstas en materia de recuperación de activos, de asistencia técnica o vinculadas con los funcionarios de las organizaciones internacionales, los estados hemos decidido, en el marco de la Conferencia de las Partes, avanzar en forma decidida, responsable y sustantiva. Yo no quiero hacer comentarios mayores, creo que, como lo ha planteado el señor canciller, el señor subsecretario y el señor presidente de la Junta, tenemos el marco dentro del cual podemos comenzar a trabajar en breves minutos, así que nuevamente agradezco y les brindo una vez más el saludo de los miembros del Buró y confío en que, como se suele decir, res non verba, cosas y no palabras. Muchas gracias.
Finalmente, hace uso de la palabra el señor jefe de la sección Convención del Crimen y División para Asuntos y Tratados y secretario de la Conferencia de los Estados Parte, señor Dimitri Blasis.
Thank you very much, Excellencies, Minister, Undersecretary, and Head of the Anti-Corruption Authority, Excellencies, and ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, it is an honor for me to be here. It is a true pleasure to be back in the region that while the UN Convention is the product of strenuous efforts from countries all over the world, we must recognize the importance and the important contribution that this region has made by recalling that it was just across the river in Argentina when we started putting the basic documents together in order to have a basic text from which to begin negotiations. It was in the region in Mexico that the effort was concluded with success with the opening of the convention for signature. And let us not forget that it was a representative of another country of the region, Colombia, who led the negotiations very skillfully until his very early and untimely demise, the ambassador of Colombia in Vienna, who performed the functions of president, of chairman of the ECHO committee. So it is a great pleasure to be here, and I am grateful, Minister, and to you and through you to all your colleagues for your hospitality and your grace and for having us here in this beautiful city of Montevideo. Let me hasten to add a special tribute to His Excellency the Ambassador of Uruguay in Vienna, who has been our guardian angel in preparing for this with very little resources at his disposal, but a great heart and a great skills. I would also like to extend my most profound gratitude to our donors, without the generosity without their generosity, this workshop would not be possible. And I would like to pay tribute to Finland, France, Germany, Norway, and the United Kingdom that were generous enough to allow us to put this together in a very short period of time and to be able to meet the costs of this endeavor. Let me also extend my gratitude to Ambassador Curia, the Vice President of the Conference of the States Parties, for being with us, for having taken time from his extremely busy schedule. He's not only one of the Vice Presidents of the Conference of the Parties, of the States Parties to the Convention, he's also the President of the Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime, not to mention all his other duties, in addition to representing his country both bilaterally and at the United Nations in Vienna. I think those expressions of gratitude are not only ceremonial or protocol matters. I think it is through the dedication of countries and behind countries, people, persons, some of whom I have mentioned by name, who have made this convention possible. And it is, I believe, through the dedication and the continued commitment of people like those in this room today, that I think we will make a difference and we will succeed in seeing this convention become reality. And this is why this workshop is extremely important. I consider it a milestone not only towards the preparations for the Conference of the States Parties, the second session of which will take place at the end of January in Indonesia. Allow me to open a parenthesis here to also thank Indonesia for offering to host the second session. The representatives of Indonesia are here, and in fact, among them are some of those who will bear the brunt of the preparatory process and all the work that needs to be put into it. It is not only a milestone because of its importance towards ensuring the success of the Conference of the States Parties, but I think it is a milestone because it is the first concrete effort to add substance, if you will, to the pronouncements about the issue of technical assistance being one of the three highest priorities in the work of the Conference of the States Parties and the work towards the implementation of the convention. As you said, Minister, and I would like to highlight this, the convention, I think, is important because it represents values that unite us and do not divide us. And I think it is important to keep that in mind as we proceed through these 2.5 days, and keep in mind that while we need to work consciously towards breaking the culture of corruption, corruption is not a cultural issue. It is important to work in that direction, and it is important to join forces and be consistent and be forceful in our efforts forward. The convention is doing fine. It counts 93 states parties, 93 ratifications, and we are confident that this number will rise in the next few months, especially as we approach the Conference of the States Parties again in January. But the high numbers and the high level of participation create also increased challenges for us, and we need to make sure that, as Ambassador Kuria said, we act and we do not only speak. And this is the challenge that I would put looms large in front of us in the next 2.5 days, and it will loom large in front of us as we proceed towards the full implementation of the convention. I wish to thank all of you. I wish to say a particular word of thanks to the Junta Anticorrupción, whose with great pleasure I discovered whose president was involved in the negotiation process when we started this effort, and it is a great pleasure to see him again. He and his staff have done a magnificent work in putting this together, and I thank them personally and from the heart. I am hopeful that, as I said, this seminar, this workshop is going to be productive. I am confident with the level of skills and talent in this room, this is going to be a reality. And I wish to say again, thank you for your presence, and thank you for the for being ready to work together with us in this very important endeavor. I thank you very much.